For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. I've called this sermon, We Are Weaving. We are weaving. Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts give great joy to you, Lord. As the words of your law and the love of your heart give great joy to us. O Lord, our rock, you are our redeemer. O Lord, our rock, on you we will stand. Amen. I've got a confession to make. 3 weeks ago, I decided to do the mat weaving activity with the children, knowing that I'd be leading the service today and that it's good to give the children something physical and active to do. Only afterwards did I look up the lectionary and see that one of the readings was Apostle Paul's message about us being one body in Christ. A lucky coincidence, or? At the back of my mind was a theme from last year's conference. Let me read you a couple of paragraphs from President Satita and Vice President Nicola's opening section of the conference hymn book, which you can download on the Methodist website. I've created a word cloud based on what I'm about to read to you, those couple of paragraphs, and what that does is picks out the words which are repeated most often, and it's a way of interpreting the text and just focusing on what that theme is all about. This is what they said in the handbook. This year, our theme is based upon the belief that to live is more than mere survival. To live is about living life to the full. It's about having an abundant life. The ultimate responsibility of the church is to proclaim that life and to be instrumental in making sure that fullness of life becomes a reality for earth community. The church, however, cannot fulfill that responsibility unless it weaves itself together into one mat, one body, and bears witness to the fullness of life in Christ through words and deeds. Therefore, we are pleased to present our theme for Conference 2018, Weaving Us Together to Proclaim Life. Whiria tātou kā tauaki e oranga. It's no coincidence that weaving is a feminine metaphor and symbolises a lot of things. But at the forefront, it's about skills. Skills in bringing together various strands to make a mat for specific occasions and for various purposes. It's about perseverance and patience to produce what weavers imagine or envision. It's about unity. Weaving does not only weave together various strands, it also creates space where members of a whānau, family, ainga, with various interests, come together to share diverse and often conflicting ideas. Weaving's about empowerment. It's also about transformation, whereby loose and individual strands are transformed into a complete whole with a designated purpose. I think that's a very strong statement, and you get a feeling of why Bill Wallace was so inspired by the theme of last year's conference. I also had in mind Tongan minister Reverend Vai Nahi's comments in his book about his ministry that I published, Weaving, Networking and Taking Flight. Vai talks also about the mat being a place for family to meet and talk. He also said that often one or two sides of a mat are left unfinished so that others can come and weave their strands into it later. I'd like to invite you to come and add a strand or two to the mat which we started with the children. So please come forward and I'll help you, and I'd like us to do some weaving. So I'll show you first just how to, all come, if, you know. So we just tear that outside strip off And then take about a centimetre there and pull that down, and that will become one strand. So you can do that. There we go. Lovely. A centimetre width would be good. Now, there might be a bit long. If you find it's too long and unwieldy, you could snip a bit off. Yeah, some more. It's probably good to take the outside one off first, and then you get a nice straight strip. We could move this table just a wee far away from the step. There we go, it's a bit easier. Fantastic. Over and under and over and under. It's fiddly. Yeah, help each other would be good. Yeah, whoa, the other one falls off. You need staples, but that's cheating. Okay. And if you pull it in tight, thank you, that's lovely. If you just keep it tight both ways, that just helps it to hold together. That's great. Any of the others of you want to come and have a turn? Yeah, you need two pairs of hands, really, sometimes. Excellent. That's good. And you probably need to just pull it in tight every time from the top and bottom and side to side. Yeah, it's coming on. Let's keep it straight. Yeah, fantastic. All right, who's next? You pop in next. That'll be great. Just whatever. Take turns. As a youngster, I was in the Solomon Islands. My parents were missionaries, and I would see ladies in the village making mats from pandanus. And that's the fine mats, the sort of thing that we see from the Tongan congregation or Samoan congregation. It's much like this sort of thing. They spend a lot of time preparing the pandanus before they weave it. So it's nice and soft and supple and easy to weave. Yeah. Pull that in tight, that'll make it easier. There we go. Plenty more flax if anybody wants to come and have another turn. Yeah, it keeps coming apart, so just keep pulling the strands tight. Great. It's okay. No. That's good. Thank you very much. And the mat has got bigger. There's still room to weave other strands into it.
Thank you for taking part in that exercise. That was good. Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul established many small churches or Christian communities of faith around the Eastern Mediterranean in what is now Syria, Turkey, and Greece. As he travelled, he received news about what was happening in the churches he planted. And he responded by writing letters back to these churches to encourage them about the things they were doing well and to tell them off where they were not doing the right thing. Some of Paul's letters had specific advice for that particular church. And other letters had more general advice to followers of Jesus everywhere. Most of the letters were a combination of both elements. Paul often headed his letters with greetings to specific leaders of the local church, to named women and men. Paul's letters were written in the 50s and 60s of the first century. People made copies of them, which were passed around the local churches. Some, like his first letter to the church in Corinth in Greece, were considered so special and helpful that they were given the status of sacred scripture and were included in the New Testament as that collection of gospels and letters was being finalized in the second and third centuries. We should note that some of the letters attributed to Paul were very likely not written by him, but by either pupils or followers of his in the decades after his death in Rome in about the year 64. For example, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus are directed to churches where women are no longer acceptable as leaders and where hierarchical structures involving deacons, presbyters, and bishops are starting to emerge.
Now, these developments happened towards the end of the first century. It's intriguing to think that we probably only have a small fraction of Paul's letters collected in the New Testament. There must have been many others written during Paul's long ministry. I wonder what they said and whether we would have found them useful as a church today. We do have his first letter to the Corinthians. We are individuals. We have different ideas. Different things are important to us. Each of our faith journeys is different, unique to us. But we can't be solitary Christians. It doesn't work. Paul's letters are about how individuals can be Christian and form churches or faith communities together. Those of you who came and did this exercise, did you find weaving the mat hard or easy? What do you think? Yeah. A little bit tricky, yeah. Did you find it hard because you didn't expect to be doing this today and haven't tried weaving before? Hard perhaps because the flax is stiff when it's first cut and really needs to be softened by soaking in water and scraping the back of it, which we didn't do. And it's hard to keep the weave tight and stop the mat coming apart. And it's hard because we needed to work together on it. But it was also easier because we worked together on it. We helped each other to weave in our individual strands. The result isn't perfect, but that's not the point of either weaving or of being a church together. We each contribute what we can, and together learn new skills. And there's space for new strands and new people to join in and tell their story and become part of our community and tradition. Paul invites us to be church together in a more excellent way. Let's do this. Amen.